Consider this startling truth. When thousands of men and women were surveyed about what they truly wanted in marriage, their answers weren't about compatibility, communication styles, or love languages. They wanted something far more fundamental, yet most couples spend their entire lives fighting against it. Men and women are wired completely differently, and pretending otherwise destroys more marriages than infidelity ever could. Between weeks 16 to 26 of pregnancy, male babies experience a chemical wash that literally reshapes their brains, slowing development of the caring hemisphere. This isn't a defect, it's divine design. Women remember what they wore on their honeymoon, the restaurant's name, even the tip amount. Men might barely recall taking a honeymoon. When crises hit, women respond with empathy while men focus on logistics. Neither approach alone solves problems. Both are necessary. The most damaging statement in marriage, when he changes to be like I want him to be, our marriage will be great. This fundamentally misses the point. These differences will never disappear because they're meant to complement, not compete. Women aren't asking for the impossible. They're asking for the biblical. First, complete, passionate, sacrificial love that mirrors Christ's love for the church, putting her needs above your own. Second, non-sexual affection. When she asks you to hold her, she often just wants closeness, while you're already thinking about sex. Most women say losing romance and touch would devastate them more than losing sex itself. Third, genuine acceptance that she's divinely different and won't change. Like Professor Higgins in My Fair Lady, asking why women can't be more like men, many husbands exhaust themselves fighting biology. Fourth, real communication, not just talking at breakfast, but honestly sharing fears, hopes, and dreams without explosive arguments. Fifth, emotional intimacy through touch and warmth. With 5 million touch receptors in your body, physical affection releases healing chemicals. Without this, sex becomes mechanical. Sixth, spiritual intimacy through daily prayer. It's nearly impossible to stay angry with someone you're praying for, making prayer a powerful reconciliation tool. Finally, mutual submission, not male domination or female manipulation, but reverence that makes each partner stand in awe of the other. What you're willing to walk away from determines what God can bring you to. Barbara broke her engagement with Bill when faced with a moral crisis. Though painful, 6 months later, she met an exceptional man, resulting in decades of beautiful marriage. Conversely, Samson refused to walk away from Delilah, an unbeliever, and his disobedience cost him his power, eyes, and freedom. Love isn't a license to control. Mary met all premarital counseling requirements, yet her marriage quickly collapsed because she demanded constant accountability, checked phone records, controlled finances, and suffocated her husband with jealousy. She lost her marriage because control mattered more than connection. Stop the blame game. Many husbands tell wives to make decisions, then criticize outcomes. Some men systematically destroy their wife's self-esteem through constant criticism. When you make mistakes, apologize immediately. Learn to laugh together. Medical studies show laughter releases healing endorphins. Most importantly, recognize that marriages built solely on sexual excitement follow the pattern of lust, rust, and dust. The intense high from romance chemicals can't be sustained indefinitely. Eventually, exhaustion and boredom follow. Bob was a successful dentist married to Betty for 20 years. When she confessed to a year-long affair with their contractor, announced she wanted a divorce, and revealed she was pregnant with the other man's child, Bob had biblical grounds to walk away. Instead, he chose complete forgiveness. Against impossible odds, their marriage was miraculously saved, and Bob raised the affair child as his own. Roy and Ruth's counseling session erupted into such a violent fight, it broke the couch. He wanted her committed to a mental hospital for drug addiction. She claimed depression from his multiple affairs. Yet, both wanted to save their marriage. Through months of confession and repentance, their relationship was gloriously restored. When Jack was imprisoned for 4 years, losing their home and possessions, Joanne didn't become bitter. She secretly hid laundry soap in the prison field so he could earn money washing inmates' clothes. 10 years after his release, their business thrives because they discovered life's greatest treasure isn't possessions, but their love for each other. Even Beverly's severe alcohol addiction, secretly tying liquor bottles to her petticoat at social events, was overcome through deep confession, resulting in 20 years of sobriety. These stories proved that with God's help, marriages can survive adultery, abuse, imprisonment, and addiction. Above all qualities surveyed, women want a godly man. But what does that actually mean? Consider the biblical heroes. Noah, who came home with architectural plans claiming God told him to build an enormous ark with no budget or clear purpose. Abraham, who asked his wife to abandon her dream house for a caravan journey to an unknown destination based solely on God's promise. Moses, who disappeared for days on spiritual mountain retreats, leaving his wife to manage alone. David, simultaneously a man after God's heart, and an adulterer, murderer, and failed father. These contradictions reveal crucial truth. All were deeply flawed individuals chosen by a perfect God, requiring supportive, godly women beside them. A truly godly man reflects his Savior, possessing God's mind, seeing through his eyes, having his heart, being his hands. Like Booker T. Washington's brother, who wore Booker's rough new shirts until they softened, sparing his younger brother pain. Like the Salvation Army doctor who compassionately removed shackles from leprous criminals, earning their loyalty when they later protected his family. These men demonstrated Christ-like love through sacrificial kindness, thinking as God thinks with compassion for the hurting and loveless.
When human wisdom fails, there's the Torah way, God's original blueprint. Like a broken watch requiring regular winding, marriages need constant connection to God through prayer, scripture, and faithful practice. The path forward requires 6 commitments: maintain intimate daily connection with God, practice regular repentance for harsh words and disrespectful attitudes, make unwavering commitment to lifelong covenant, prioritize love for your spouse second only to Christ, express love fully within sacred marriage boundaries while guarding against outside intimacy, hold fast to God's promises through difficulties. Consider the Jewish wedding tradition of the chuppah, a canopy representing God's sovereign protection. The salt covenant symbolizes permanent loyalty. These aren't mere rituals, but profound commitments incorporating unconditional love, complete trust, mutual respect, unwavering faithfulness, radical honesty, and shared devotion to God's purposes. Marriage need not follow the degrading pattern of lust, rust, and dust. By implementing these spiritual and practical principles, couples can achieve deep, satisfying, covenant-based unity that maintains passion and purpose, a relationship truly embodying the days of heaven on earth, marked by joy, intimacy, and lasting fulfillment under God's blessing.